We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls, coming to you live from our headquarters Service. Here in West Loop, downtown Chicago. I am Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. Joined by my guys, Big Dave, Bow, BAWL Sports, Will the Goat, Gottlieb, Will_Gottlieb, our pal producer, Joey Spathis on the controls. He is at Joey Spathis. We are here, NBA trade deadline day. It is 29 minutes away, NBA trade deadline. And so far, stop me if you've heard this before.
Okay, I will.
The Bulls have not made any trades.
Notice I didn't stop you. I did not stop
How
you.
How is everybody doing? Let's just get that first one out of the way.
Get that out the way. What did I say a couple of shows ago, what I wasn't looking forward to on this day? Because none of us felt like they were going to do anything. I said, I'm not looking forward to coming in here and sitting next to this tall, white, handsome gentleman right here, because I know what he's going to do. He's going to be angry. He's going to throw hats. He's going to yell. He's going to run the gamut on the entire front office and organization because they did nothing. I knew this was coming. And here it is. Thanks a lot.
We knew that me running the gamut of emotions was coming. What Thanks we didn't lot. Know is that the gams were also coming.
Because
it is 50-something degrees,
yes,
y'all.
It is, baby. Gams are out. Look at them. Love them. They are well-oiled and looking beautiful,
the
baby.
The universe
Check them out.
Gave us this today. As yes. Chicago sports fans, most things are bleak. Bulls fans, things are probably going to be bleak a half an hour from now.
But hold on.
And it was like, hey, you know what? Let's give you 54 degrees.
Yeah.
My Burks.
Boom.
My emotional safety blanket.
Boom.
They Burks are out, y'all. Man.
Look at them.
Let's go.
The Burks are out. Even the Wheels got the ankles showing. He's ankles going all out. Out in here, man. This is something. Now, that's the exciting part.
Will,
and that's about it.
Will, how are you doing, man?
I'm never better.
Never
as
better?
As Darnell likes to say every time we see him in the media room. I mean, we got 27 more minutes here. Look, I kind of got to this point, I think, yesterday when we were doing our pod with Mark at the very end. I asked him predictions for the trade deadline, and he said he thinks Andre Drummond might get traded. And when I turned that question back on myself, I said, you know, I don't think they're going to do anything. And mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to do anything because I think what they're looking for in return for any of these trades is just not going to be available to them. I think whatever they're looking for is not going to be enough. And so when you're in that position, why would you do anything?
Speaking of what they're looking for, Adrian Wojnarowski has been dropping little like mini 20-minute Woj pods each day leading up to the deadline this week. He had another one with Bobby Marks this morning, and they had a little bit of Bulls talk in there, including the latest on both DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso. When it comes to what they're looking for, Woj said this about DeMar DeRozan. He said, quote, DeMar DeRozan is a player that they, the Sixers, have talked about. maybe not so much today, but in previous days, I think it's harder for Chicago to do some of these deals with contending teams because they want players back. Mm-hmm. They're not looking to get draft assets and expiring contracts.
Who needs that?
They want to reboot this on the fly. They want to stay competitive, end quote. So I tweeted out that quote from our team account today, and Bulls fans were understandably upset by it because I think a lot of Bulls fans see that as the Bulls front office looking for the wrong things in trades that they may have been calling other teams about making leading up to this midseason trade deadline.
Well, it's just that they don't have realistic expectations because they don't have a realistic viewpoint of themselves. They think that they can remain competitive,
see,
whatever that means.
The fact that the way that Woj said it is remain competitive, and if that's the way the Bulls front office sees it, then I call bullshit. To remain competitive, you must be currently competitive. This team is under 500.
Keep going.
What? Remain competitive?
Come on, man.
What the hell is that? You're not competitive. Oh, we beat the Timberwolves on Tuesday. Good for you. This is a joke. All of this is a sick joke, and we Bulls fans are the butt of it. God, I hate this.
That's about a two. We're going to get up. Don't worry. It's gonna get worse. It's going to get worse on this. I was on Bulls Gold yesterday. That's flex. A flex.
Shout out.
Shout out, Celine. Shout out, Ek.
Stupid. Flex.
And flex. They asked me the same thing you just talked about. They were like, what do you want them to do? And what do you expect them to do? I told them what I wanted them to do. And they were like, what do you expect them to do? I was like, nothing. I was like, I expect them to do absolutely nothing. I didn't expect anything to change. I just expected them to go in, like you said, the way they view themselves is just much different than how we and the rest of the world, not even the league, but the world kind of view themselves. So I wanted them, for me, competitive means what they are right now, which is a play-in team. That's the competitive I'm talking about. I don't know what competitive they mean. That's a different mindset of we're going to be in a top six seed. That's what I think they can be. Or that's what they think they can be. I don't believe that at all. I believe you're a play-in team and you're going to be one with the team you have now. And if you made these trades, you are still going to be a play-in team regardless. You can still be competitive that kind of way. It's a thing. So to think that you can still be competitive and make this incredible push towards the playoffs, especially when you're missing one of your best players is going to be out for the rest of the year, especially that you're dealing with injuries from several of these players that you have, and watching your record, as Matt just mentioned, being a 24-27 team. So that's not competitive in itself right there. How can you continue to sit there and tell yourself, no, we're going to be this right here? You got to be in some kind of reality, even if you have some kind of hope. There has to be that. There has to be, yes, I believe we can be competitive. I believe we can beat these teams. I believe we can match up against anybody. That's fine. But to sit there and make these moves and think that you're going to be in this top rung with these teams that you can't beat, we've seen it. Celtics, Cavs, Knicks, who have just been killing it. And I hate saying that shit because I don't like the Knicks. So all these other teams, and all the, of course, all these other Philly, you know, all these other teams, I'm making these moves. They're not going anywhere.
Nope.
Those are going to be your top five. That six you got to battle is teams like the Pacers. Oh, they're also making moves to get better and to shut the door behind them. And then you got the Heat, which were those teams up there. What are we doing? You still can be competitive and remain where you are, but keeping this team together, you're still going to be exactly where you are. But then your future is now screwed. And that's the part that's frustrating.
Yeah, and you look at some of these other teams, what they're doing. Obviously, you've got your teams that are loading up. Your Knicks obviously had a great day today.
Jerks.
Getting Mavs had a busy day today.
Shout out Dave Gafford.
But then you also have teams like the Raptors, who I think have been sort of an analog for the Bulls for the past couple years. They obviously picked a different direction, trading away OG and Siakam. But then today they come in and they trade a first-round pick for Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's like...
And they were talking like all of the, you know, competitive playoff-bound teams were going to be throwing offers at Utah for Olynyk. He was like one of the big hottest names the last few days.
And so weird to see Toronto jump in there. Because they wanted to bring in guys that could help their young players develop. So it's possible to make trades that redefine the direction of your team.
Yes.
While also bringing in players that can help on the road to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like, to me, I mean, this is kind of tipping the article that I have coming out here in a bit. So here's a little sneak preview, but
flex.
Like, All these teams that people are talking about as building through the middle. You've got the Pacers, you've got the Raptors, you've got the Jazz. All these teams, first of all, like the Bulls are not in that same category because those teams all kicked off a rebuild, whether or not they went to the very bottom. They made monumental changes of direction, trading Donovan trades. Mitchell yes. and Rudy Gobert, trading DeMontis Sabonis, who was a two-time All-Star. Yes. And then you get back Tyrese Halliburton, which is just like the exception to the rule with these kind of trades. Mm-hmm. The Bulls are not doing that. They're not building at all. They're not building anything. In order to build through the middle, you have to be building something. Mm-hmm. That's an active activity.
I've heard.
You are involved in building your roster. Mm-hmm. You are adding players. You are trading things. You are getting assets. The Bulls want to make these trades for, like, maybe if they're willing to listen on Caruso, but, you know, whatever price is, like, not available to them. It's because what they want is to remain competitive and also get picks. So if you're a team that's trying to trade a valuable asset, what do you have to do? You have to get back picks for that. You don't trade good players for good players and also picks. It's just, it doesn't work that way. And so when you set yourself up to be in a position where, because you want to remain competitive, no other move makes sense because those moves don't exist. Mm-hmm. No team in the league is making those kind of moves where they're giving up talent and picks to get talent. And so, of course, they're not going to do anything.
Speaking of Caruso and building and picking a direction, that was the other tidbit that Woj and Bobby Marks were talking about on the Woj pod this morning, saying, did Woj, if the Bulls were just looking for picks, Alex Caruso would be, they would get at least 2 first-round picks for him. End quote. If the Bulls were looking for picks,
that part,
they would get 2 firsts for Caruso.
If.
I think that pissed Bulls fans off even more than the quote about DeMar and dumb. What they're looking for in return.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's just frustrating, man. Like, you have all this stuff that these teams are willing to give you. And these aren't just crap things. Like, when I saw what they gave up for Buddy Hield, I was like, yeah, I would have took that. Like, that's exactly what I had in my head. I'm like, okay, you got you a couple players that are pretty solid that can keep you competitive, honestly. Those guys can keep you competitive. And you're getting, what, 3 second-round picks with that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Like, that sounds fine to me. Like, that doesn't sound like you're getting over on me. That sounds like you're giving me shit. The fact they gave that up for Buddy Hield just let you know that they had that deal already ready to go. And they just wanted a player. They wanted DeMar. They said, nah, they wanted, fine, give us Buddy Hield. We'll take it. Here, take this shit, and we'll go on about our business.
You would have been good with that trade.
Yes, I would have did it. Yes, I would have said yes. Yes. Why wouldn't I say it yes to that? Yes, absolutely. Give me that. That's fine. Because you're still the team I think you are, which is a play-in team. You're still that with making that move. But then moving, well, I don't have to go into what moving DeMar out would mean for the team and, you know, how things are run off of that. But yes, bottom line, yes, I would have done that.
Shout out to all 300 of you in Bulls Nation hanging out with us live in the middle of a weekday. If you are watching this while you are, you know, pretending to do work at the office, good for you. Or maybe it's easier for you to pretend to be working because you're working from home today and you're like, you know what, it's deadline day. I think I think it was our buddy Salim who said that, again, today should be a national holiday, NBA trade deadline day. And I mean, like, I know a lot of fans of the various, you know, major sports feel that way about the trade deadline day in their respective sport, but I do feel like it should be a holiday.
Is this what it's like, you know, working?
Because then it would be more socially acceptable to be drinking at 2 p.m. because I'm coping with the fact that the Bulls are going to disappoint us yet again.
Schmeptable.
If it were a national holiday,
schmeptable, sir.
Afternoon drinking is more widely accepted.
We're Bulls fans. Like, I think that's what you do when you go in your office. They're like, are you drinking so early? I'm a Bulls fan. Continue.
It's like those
on
trending, like, TikTok or Instagram reels when somebody's like, I'm a blank or we're a blank. And then they, you know, explain to you what that means. Right. We're Bulls fans. Drink during the day a lot.
It's how it goes, man. We got to have a sip.
Shout out to some people throwing us some super chats. John Davis with a $5 super chat. Thank you. Saying, y'all ready to see nothing for the third straight year?
No, you're going to get what Renee is talking about right there. He said, Joe Harris, anyone? When I saw Joe Harris got cut, I was like, that's exactly gonna be their move. They're gonna sign Joe Harris and they're gonna bring Joe Harris in here. Ugh. And then Joe Harris is gonna get injured.
The Bulls do currently have an available roster.
Yes,
spot.
Yes, I know.
But they have
no
money. They're at the tax.
They are sharks. Are they 1.7 under?
I think that number reflects Kobe's number before his incentives, which are likely to hit.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're actually that close. They probably could. They probably could make something happen. I don't know the exact specific details, but it's not like they can go out and. I mean, like Killian Hayes just got dropped. I'm not saying he's like a great solution, but like if you're talking about taking a swing on some young talent at the guard position who may need a different space to start to develop, maybe that could be a move that you take. But like they're not gonna be able to get him, I don't think.
It's not continuity. It's constipation.
John in his super chat saying, all Jerry cares about is butts and seats. He doesn't want to win. It obviously shows. Carl J. Ferguson also threw us a super chat saying, not trading Caruso, DeMar, and Drummond is a fireball offense for every organization except this shit show. I assume you meant fireable. Maybe it is the offense that is a fireball offense. If they make no trades between now and 15 minutes from now, we force AK and Eversley to take a bunch of shots of fireball.
Yeah, I was going to say, or maybe just no one wants to be taking shots of fireball.
That is legitimate punishment. Especially for people whose job security, like I know Bulls fans are yelling about if they go through another transaction window today without doing a damn thing and tell us once again, continuity, or maybe they choose a different word because they know we're sick of hearing that crap and they just wrap the turd in a different, you know, wrapping paper. That, like,
this one was red. Now this one's black.
This one has birthday candles on it. I mean,
still a turd.
Yeah, it's still a turd.
Good God.
But they, like, Bulls fans calling for their jobs. It's not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
Nope.
And I saw, shout out to our guy, Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation, longtime wonderful scorcher of Bulls incompetence, mismanagement, and poor ownership.
Yes,
he quote tweeted one of my, you know, CHGO Bulls account quotes from the Woj Pod today.
Flex on them, man.
Saying, you know, something about how he wanted to break a chair. But that also, AK is the perfect executive for what the Reinsdorfs want, which is remaining competitive, generous in the word competitive, and keeping butts in seats. That's what they're looking for, and that's what AK has been delivering. We were all there Tuesday. Can't deny it. We were all there. That place was rocking during that Bulls comeback against the Timberwolves.
The only reason I go against that is because keeping butts in seats is something the Bulls are going to do all the freaking time, whether they're ass or whether they're okay.
Which is why
those butts will be in the seats.
Which is why, like, I get that people don't like to do a rebuild, and I get that that was a hit for the franchise, but you have a built-in fan base that is never going away. So, like, you have a little bit more flexibility to get away with
I'm not leaving.
If then a smaller market team who's fighting tooth and nail for fans every game. Like, this stadium is going to be sold out.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that's an excuse.
Yeah, it's none of my reasoning, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely right.
The additional sick, twisted twist of the knife, as our friend C. Ray UK pointed out in the comments, is that we've seen so many former Bulls players get traded from whichever team they were on earlier today to a new team that they are heading towards.
Count them out.
Quick here, Woj just tweeted officially, I'm guessing, if it's Woj tweeting it, the Hawks are not trading DeJounte Murray. They will keep him. That was a big name going around this
that's
week.
A big one. Okay.
Meanwhile, as UK pointed, as he read, UK pointed out, another former Bull just got traded. The Pacers are trading Marcus Morris, a second round pick, and cash to the Spurs for Dougie McBuckets.
Joining going back home?
Joining, let's see, Campaign and Pat Bev, who got traded for each other.
Yes.
Just like an hour ago.
Yes.
And Otto Porter Jr. got traded today. Archie got traded and is sadly expected to be waived.
Archie got traded?
Yep. He was in that Knicks trade when the Knicks got Bojan Bogdanović and Burks.
Oh, to Detroit?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Archie was in that trade.
Yeah, he deserves to be there.
Yeah. So many Bulls legends on the move today. No actual current Bulls on the move today because that would make too much freaking sense.
Toss it, Matt.
Oh, I'm down to my last hat, Joe.
Oh, get the hats. Please, we need a hat retrieval. Please get Matt's hats because he has more to throw. We have more anger to give.
And, French Bulls TV shout out in the comments saying Gafford also got traded. Yeah, I mean, we touched on that briefly. Love what Dallas has been doing today.
Yeah.
They're making big moves. The Mavs were one of the teams, speaking of piling on Bulls fans' frustration, Mavs were mentioned as one of the many teams who might be interested in Drummond, adding some depth to their front court. And instead of Drummond, Mavs went out and got themselves Daniel Gafford.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah. to make you happy to see Gafford escaping that awful team in D.C.
It's what I knew his career. Listen, I predicted this man's career when he got here. I was like, he's going to be a journeyman who plays like 10 plus years. I knew this wasn't his final stop.
Yeah.
I knew he would get to a team that would give him a chance to actually be good again. I'm happy. Of course I'm happy for him. He's going to a team where, you know, they can use him and he can actually start and continue doing what he's doing. And he's obviously better with he has a point guard. He showed you that with Russell Westbrook. Now he's getting Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving?
Yeah.
Oops galore.
Also, it's gonna be crazy. Sampo in the comments pointing out they also added P.J. Washington like an hour ago.
Damn it, they got P.J. Washington too?
Yup.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Dallas.
Traded away Seth Curry, and who else did they move in that trade? Yeah.
The greatest shooter? Oh, wow.
Grant Williams. So it was a failed experiment of Grant Williams in Dallas already over. They sent Grant Williams, Seth, and a lightly protected 2027 first round pick to Charlotte for PJ Washington.
I really respect that right there. They were like, okay, this clearly is not working and not who we thought you were. We'll take the hit on your contract, but you got to get off our team. I love ownership that does shit like that. Like, dude, okay, not working. Get away from here because Dallas has been devoid of talent for a minute. Like, I don't guess why I'm getting mad. I got John Sabine. We always argue about Jason Kidd because I'm always telling him, dude, look, who he got? Maxi Kleber? You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, what you want to get mad at? Derrick Jones Jr. starting? He's like the third best player on your team is Derrick Jones Jr. Like, so yeah. This is a great decision. Getting P.J. Washington is awesome for them. But getting Daniel Gafford is even more awesome, giving them the rim protection that they want and also giving them another offensive scorer because those alley-oops are coming.
I was going to say, day. Those Gafford rim runs for Luka.
Bruh.
Guys, we just got another former Bulls legend traded.
Oh, hit me.
Woes just now. The Bucks are trading Robin Lopez to the Kings. Lopez expected to be waived and become a free agent. Who doesn't want Rolo?
Who doesn't?
I would take Rolo
back. He will remain in the league another 10 years.
Just for the good vibes.
Yes. He is, the tall guy on Houston that I'm thinking about. Always does.
Boban?
Yes, he is Boban. He is another version of Boban, man. Yes. You keep that guy on the squad.
As y'all can see, our wonderful producer and pal, Joey, has a countdown going. We are 8 minutes away from that NBA trade deadline. And as we've seen in recent years, you will sometimes see Woj, Shams, whoever it is, with those last second deals that go through that actually happen just minutes past the deadline. So we could still see a handful of trades happen in the next, not even, 8 minutes, but in the next 20 minutes as we pass that trade deadline. But again, most consensus and based on information we have is that the Bulls will not be involved in any trades that may happen between now and the deadline.
You suck! You suck! You suck at what you do. You truly suck at what you do. It has been over almost 400 days since you've made a trade. Almost 400 days since you've made a trade. You made one trade in almost 400 days. One. That's it. How? Coming into this deadline, do you not tell yourself, man, dude, we need to do something because we're obviously not good enough. We're just okay. Maybe we should do something right here. Because just being okay, fine. You can be okay with less talent on your team, but building for your future. You can still be okay with that. You can still be who we think you are and that we know you are. But no, no, let's just stay with this crap and keep running this bullshit out here and lying to people about what they're getting and what they're seeing. This is trash, man. This is incompetence. You know, Matt, the two things I can't stand, and you know it, is miscommunication and incompetence. I hate it to my core. And I don't say that word hate a lot, but I mean it when I say I hate it. I hate incompetence, and I hate miscommunication. Say it again?
How do you feel about being gaslit?
I don't care about that. That's
the part that bugs me.
Yeah, that's Matt. That don't bother me at all. Gaslighting
as Michael Scott would say, and there's our smudgeness. Right. Like I cannot wait, which by the way, AK will be addressing the Bulls beat via Zoom at 3 p.m. Central today, Will, after the deadline passes.
Correct.
So you and your fellow beat members are going to get the chance to ask AK some questions and hear what he has to say. But again,
you don't believe that, Jake.
Like, we heard AK say when he was getting some very deserved questions thrown his way last offseason, just wait until we see what we do with free agency before you jump down my back.
Oh my God, do you remember when he said that?
Like, the if he comes out on that Zoom press conference and is like, hey, why y'all upset? Bulls fans are upset because we've been watching the same sub-mediocre crap for 2.5 seasons now, and you have continued to do basically nothing. Not a damn thing about it.
You know what makes it worse this time for me, Matt? Is because teams are literally trying to give you shit.
Yeah.
That's what makes it worse for me.
And we're trying to give you stuff.
And he's saying,
I don't know.
The most trusted NBA reporter on the planet said this morning the Bulls could get 2 first-round picks for Caruso.
And that's a thing that is, like, crazy to me because it's like, you've seen so many of these reports, the Bulls would need to be blown away to trade Caruso. Like, in what world is 2 first-round picks not being blown away?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's what did he say?
It's like, well, no, we would want that and some good young players. Like, what? Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
What galaxy do you live in?
Saddle!
It's not
Saddle!
I don't want to saddle. Drown in the arms of another man. 7. Yeah,
well, whatever! God!
It's so maddening. It is so maddening.
And because again, you're doing nothing.
Bulls fans can only do so much when it comes to holding people who run this team accountable. We have no firing power.
Right.
We can be on this podcast and yell with y'all, our fellow Bulls fans, about how frustrating it is. But again, the people who are setting the expectations for AK and Eversley, the chief basketball decision makers in this organization, are fine with what they're seeing. They're fine with it. So we're not going to see anything different.
You know
Until something drastic changes, and that drastic thing changing being that the people who are bosses to the Bulls basketball ops people aren't satisfied with what they're getting.
Correct.
And the thing to me that's crazy is, like, I mean, they're doing this under the guise of remaining competitive, right? Like, they think that they are competing for something, whatever that is. I mean, we can all agree or disagree on what the specifics of that are.
Sure.
But they're saying that they want to be competitive. So if you believe that, like, if you really believe in this group, why not try to add something? Like,
yes.
It's been 3 trade deadlines, and yes, they haven't done anything good or bad. They haven't even explored the opportunities to make themselves better at the deadline. And, like, I think that would be a bad idea. I personally would disagree with that. But I personally disagree with what they're doing now. And,
yes,
like, just, I don't know. The idea of, like, literally not doing anything,
yes,
while other teams build is just crazy to me.
It's insane. That is correct. Dude, like, you do something for, what, 3 years we have been asking for three-point shooting? For 3 years, it's been an issue, right? Has it not? It's still an issue, and you still won't add to it to improve it or do something about it. Something we continue to say, even the most red-eyed Bulls fan knows that you need three-point shooting. You got to have it in this league. And the Bulls just keep, we'll give a little bit on it. Yeah, we'll add to it a little bit, and they won't do anything. That's the maddening part about it. You see the problem. You see what's there. You know you can do something to fix it, and you refuse to fix it because you want everything. It's that analogy I've said all the time, how Bulls fans, when they make trades, mm-hmm, they want to hold all their toys and just give you a little bit. They're doing this shit in real life. This is real. They're literally doing this. Joey, I'm sorry. I know you want to say something.
No, I'm just saying we're under 2 minutes here on the continuity countdown. So we are.
Hey, Emma.
And shout out. We got over 500 of y'all Bulls fans out there watching with us.
89? Is that 89?
Hit that like button.
89 likes.
Get these likes up, man.
Hit the like button to maybe manifest. Like. If you want a last second trade here at the buzzer, hit the like. Maybe AK's watching. Maybe we get to 150, 200 likes. Maybe pulls a trigger.
Give a like because we're all upset.
Yeah. If we get to 200 likes, I'll throw something other than a hat. How about that?
It'll be Will Cowley.
In the meantime, shout out to Danny Uton with the super chat saying management quintuples on continuity. AK Ring of Honor? I don't think we need that yet. Derek Ant, meanwhile, with a super chat saying, is a realist. I'm not even mad at them doing nothing. I am, however, amused at the audacity of them doing it again.
One minute.
What does realist got to do with it?
Is going
to
get cooked presser.
Realists ain't got shit to do with that. I'm mad. You can be an optimist or realist. You should be pissed that they're doing nothing. I knew they were doing nothing. I said, I just told you I went on the show and said it yesterday. And I'm still mad. I'm still pissed about it.
That's the thing. I was expecting this for a month. They're not going to do anything. As soon as they started winning some more games and got back into the playing picture, I was like, they're not making any trades.
And that's like...
They could have lost everything, and I still would have told you they were doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's just... That's the part that's kind of crazy. I know we all kind of have different feelings on this as far as, you know, should we be advocating for them to win games or lose games? Because what does that say about their plans?
I tried, Adrian. I tried.
You know, Bloggable wrote a good blog on this yesterday about just like how messed up a dynamic this franchise has put its fans in by basically conditioning people to believe that if they win a game, it means that they aren't going to try to improve their team.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's fans should not have to decide between rooting for their team and rooting for their team's potential and future.
Which is why when everyone was just jumping up out of their seats during that comeback Tuesday night against Minnesota, I was sitting in my seat rolling the eyes out the back of my head.
He was. It was hilarious.
I shouldn't have to feel that way.
He shouldn't.
You shouldn't have to root for losses in the present because you know that what the team needs to focus on is more pressing in the future.
It's deranged, but it's like
those losses would change nothing. That's what I believe, Matt. That's my feeling.
Wish you guys a happy continuity.
You know what?
I don't even want to argue with Matt today, but go ahead. go ahead.
What it does change is that it further validates me or any other Bulls fan out there giving the front office and ownership shit for doing a bad job.
Yeah.
Because you watch the failure play out.
Correct.
They can't even say remain competitive the more games they lose.
It removes,
And that way they look more and more foolish, which they deserve to be exposed about.
I don't disagree with that because it removes things they can hide behind.
Right, exactly.
It shines more light.
Oh, you know they're so proud of that win over Minnesota on Tuesday.
I get it.
And it makes me freaking sick.
I get it. I completely get it. But I am not ever going to be against development and growth of guys like Kobe White doing what he did, you know, and having shit like that. Because that I still want my team to be good on that. My thing is they are going to be shit regardless. They're going to do bull crap regardless, Matt. They are 24-27. They're doing the same thing we watch them do all the time. It doesn't matter if they lost 10 straight. They still would have been like, I don't want to trade Caruso. I don't think that's going to change anything. They were going to trade Caruso. They weren't going to do it. They didn't want to do DeMar. They didn't want to do these things. Because, Matt, if they had lost 10 in a row, then why would they care about being competitive? It wouldn't matter to them. So they wouldn't. They still wouldn't do it. They still would. We still be here, and we still be yelling, and we still be upset about it. And Joey, did you hit the sound? Is that what you hit the party sound when you hit that?
Yeah, that was the end of the countdown.
Is that what that was?
That was the end of the countdown.
Well done, Joey.
By the way, Chris Haynes just tweeted.
Shout out, Chris Haynes.
And I guess this you can make it official. The Chicago Bulls are keeping Andre Drummond. League sources tell. NBA TNT and Bleacher Report.
You couldn't even trade a bench player because of what you wanted. You know
especially
what I'm saying?
A bench player who on Tuesday got a rare start and went out there and showed the world, hey, here's 16 and 16. Yeah,
and that's what everybody said. Oh, man, we kind of want that. Okay, give us LeBron James. What? Oh, my God. That's what's frustrating. You're asking for more than what you have. And you think it's slick.
Yeah.
And you think it's, oh, man, they ain't going to see this coming.
Aaron in the comments with Super Chat saying, didn't we fire guard packs? Why does it feel the same?
I mean, even guard packs were not sitting on their hands.
Correct. Absolutely right. They always made trades.
If you're watching on the screen.
Cast considerations, they still was making some damn trades. Go ahead, Joey.
If you're watching on YouTube, you could see now the we're shifting focus to the bingo card for AK's upcoming press conference. So expecting to
get ready for it.
See a lot of these phrases on there. More consistency. Focus on our guys. Remain competitive.
I want to
see what goes there.
He wants to go to bed. Oh, my God. This is so frustrating.
When Lonzo went
You're
down.
Doing absolutely nothing. There's to never be a time where you do absolutely nothing. Whether your team is here or whether your team is here, you should never do absolutely nothing. You know who did shit? The Celtics.
Yep.
Celtics best team, right? Did they not make a move?
Celtics made another trade just a second ago.
Oh, please tell me about it, Matt Pat, so I can be further upset at this bullshit.
It was low key, but what was it?
They traded for Jaden Springer.
Springer, yeah. Jaden Springer. Sixers trading Jaden Springer to the Celtics for a second round pick. Raptors officially keeping Bruce Brown, according to Woj a couple minutes ago. You know, he was another name that might get moved.
Wow, interesting.
He's staying. Okay. Interesting day for the Raptors.
That's very interesting.
Also, Celtics trading Delano Banton to the Blazers for a protected second round pick. Celtics making moves on moves on moves. Sixers moves on moves on moves. And, like, again, those are teams towards the top of the East wanting to fortify their position as they get ready for the final stretch in a playoff run. But, Toronto, which is in basically the same situation as the Bulls, stuck in the middle and trying to find a way out of it, they are active today.
Yep.
Multiple times over, the Raptors have been active today, mm-hmm. and already, well before the deadline, were the most important version of active, which is our key pieces, Pascal, mm-hmm. Ananobi. Mm-hmm. Let's find some return for you. Mm-hmm. Let's find you a new home, and let's work with the stuff that we're going to get back in those returns.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's
you broke Dave.
Nothing. It's
like, trade deadline day for Bulls fans is just the shittiest version of Groundhog Day, the movie. Like, I know it only comes around once a year, but it feels the same. It feels like the same shit every year. And again, like you were saying, Dave, and I agree, I was fully prepared for the Bulls to do nothing today. Yeah. It's what I expected to happen because why expect something other than what you have been taught to expect?
Yeah.
We are like Pavlov's dog. What watering mouths. Like, oh, make a trade, make a trade. They're not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. But our mouths still water because we want that freaking treat. We're never going to get it.
Let me read something to you. Let me read something to all you right quick, okay? These are the top teams in the East. Just tell me if they did something or not this deadline, all right? Celtics.
Yep.
Cavs.
Yep.
Bucks.
Yep.
Knicks.
Yep.
76ers.
Yep.
Pacers.
Yep.
Heat.
Yes. What did the Heat do?
Rozier.
Terry Rozier.
Oh, Rozier. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's these top seven teams in the East. They all did something. And you said, we good. No, the only team ahead of them that didn't, the Orlando Magic. The only one. How the Magic looking to you? They doing anything?
Bad and falling.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What he said. God damn it. Like, yo, you can't tell me you're interested in moving up and getting better when the teams ahead of you are doing things to get better, and you say, we're good with what we got, guys. I'll stay.
Yeah. AK is Austin Powers at the blackjack table.
I suggest you hit, sir.
Five.
I also like to live dangerously.
Dramatic music.
Okay.
I'll stay.
20 beats you five. My God, dog. Doing nothing is wild. It's so wild. And I knew it was coming, but it's still wild to me, okay? It's still super duper wild that you do absolutely nothing. And now this press conference is coming, and you all can follow along on the bingo card, because I guarantee you what Joey put up, some of the things are definitely going to be said, and you will be throwing hats like my main man, Matt Peck. But my God, it's insulting to Bulls fans out here to continue to think that what you have in front of you is okay to do. It's all right, guys. We're fine. 24-27 is never fine.
Mm-mm.
You're not 500, though. You need to make a move to get beyond that.
This is a front office that repeatedly stated and stated out of the gate, we will not accept mediocrity. However, what we meant by that was we embrace the shit out of mediocrity.
We strive for it.
Speaking of what AK may or may not say, some more super chats that rolled in. Super Duper Danko saying in the super chat, yo, GOAT, can your first question be? So you obviously, what we all want to ask is, you got to be kidding me, right? I think Will might phrase it a bit more professionally and courteously than that.
Now, Will will say, what would you say you do here?
Shout out to our guy AK, not the Bulls AK. Acme can say that, quote, Zach's season-ending surgery had us reevaluate the moves we were going to make. It made more sense to stay pat and explore the buyout market.
God. I'm telling you, they're going to end up with someone in the buyout market. I just think that's going to be the move because they got to do something to throw.
They got to have their this season version of Pat Bev.
Of Pat Bev,
correct. They got an open roster spot.
Correct.
Dinwiddie just got waived.
He did. Mm-hmm. Dinwiddie did just get waived.
More guards?
Archie is expected to get waived.
It's like more thumbs for young troll Joey. Yeah.
More guards? Yes.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Matt?
I was just saying Archie's about to get waived.
Oh, so, God.
Bring him home.
He also, do you guys see he has his record going for the consecutive games where he's been active and played at least a minute and scored so 0 points bad. In 20 straight games?
He's so bad. But shout out to him for continuing to be in this league. I hope it continues on for him, man. But my God. My God, man, what are we watching out here, man? Again, I'll be a different person tomorrow because then my Bulls like, okay, fine, I want to see Coby White go actually do something. But we got to deal in the present and what is going on right now, and this is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. Continuing to do the same thing over and when you're not a winning team,
yeah.
Continuing to do the same thing over and over again is not acceptable. Please quit telling me that you're going to build a championship team when you won't build. It's like they are literally like construction in Chicago. They'll start it, and then we won't see anything for about a month and a half.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they'll do, here's the brick right there. All right, guys. All right, we're done. Let's get out of here for a couple weeks and go on vacation. They are taking their time doing nothing, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing nothing. And they're like, well, we started it, right? Well, we tore the things down, so we started stuff, right? God, you got people out here making – I don't like the fact you can make a logical argument for guard packs right now. But you can. That's what you're doing when you don't do these things. You can sit there and listen to people and say, well, at least they did this, at least they did that, at least they did this. Look what you have done. Look what you have brought to us. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? This is trash, dog. How do you find this acceptable doing nothing? You got to explain that to me, how doing nothing is acceptable, but you're trying to build a championship team. You can't say I'm trying to build and don't build. That doesn't make any damn sense. And then what you try to build is just some average shit.
Yeah. And especially considering that it was, what,
I don't get it.
A year ago or even 2 years ago now when AK got asked the luxury tax question. And he said back then, well, we'll pay the luxury tax once we're sure that this is the group. We feel confident that this is the group. Then we can take that next step and pay the luxury tax. Guess what? It's still the same group. Same. And you're still running this nickel and dime bullshit operation with the same group.
Yeah.
And again, that's not entirely on AK, but his bosses, because they're the ones who make the call on whether or not they let him go into luxury tax and operate that way. But the continuous gaslighting and moving of goalposts and saying things that Bulls fans want to hear and then absolutely not refusing to follow through on stated goals and what the plan is.
Yeah.
It's insulting. It is genuinely insulting.
And Bulls fans don't like to be insulted.
No, we do not.
That's the thing, though.
Andy in the comments asking, why do you dummies want another guard? We were being sarcastic. None of us want another guard.
Yeah, that was literally sarcasm Joey was saying about Spencer Dinwiddie.
Sometimes it's hard to read sarcasm in tweets.
Show him the troll, Joey.
You know, you can read our faces.
Joey, show him the troll.
I got to get the troll from the post game. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You got a few minutes.
Yeah,
I just want people to see the troll because that's what we were equating it to. Like, the Bulls want to collect guards. Like, Joey wants to collect thumbs. There he is. Look at him. That guy wants to collect his thumbs out here.
Give that adorable troll your thumbs.
Look at that. That's a Will Gottlieb thumb in there.
We throw a couple guards in the box.
Yeah, there's a couple of them in there.
Couple guards. Couple guards. Javon Carter. Yeah. Io. You know.
I want to ask Troll Joe, and you don't have to answer this though. But what's his most prized possession thumb out there? What's a thumb that he just really enjoys having out there? That has to be his
favorite. I have to think about it.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said I'm not going to get on you now. Because we're too busy yelling about this crap that we're looking at. But,
Is he the one who ended up with James Pierre-Paul's thumb? Or
oh, wow.
Don't play with fireworks, kids.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, and quick bear stuff. Shout out Devin Hester. Shout out
the hall call,
these guys. It's what was reported. Yes, I'm just going off of what was reported yesterday.
Right, yeah.
By the Chicago Sun-Times. I'm just going off of that. They're saying that he's in the hall. I'm just waiting for it to be super duper official yet. But I'm just going to say shout out to him for them even putting that out.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I hope it goes down and I hope it happens. I'm sure CHGO Bears, who have been killing it,
crushing
over
it
there in Vegas.
All week, man.
They have been amazing.
All week. They were talking to Trey Wingo earlier today.
Yeah.
I mean, just one amazing guest after another.
They were talking to Swole Will Gottlieb, a.k.a. Cole Komet, out there, man.
It wasn't a one-on-one interview. It was like during one of the big scrums where one player is up at a podium and there's a crew of media around him. Yep. But our guy, Greg Braggs, asked Patrick Mahomes about Caleb Williams versus Justin Fields.
He did, man.
So damn proud of him.
Shout out Braggs, man. Braggs is a star, man. Shout out to Braggs.
I love it.
Doing his thing, man.
You know who's not a star? Anyone who works for the Bulls front office.
You failed.
Opposite of stardom.
You failed. That's an F.
F
is F what you got.
Stands for failure.
It's a failure. Not doing nothing.
So we have a... I haven't seen the tweet, but according to Cowley, serious debate in-house and folks wanted to make moves, but AK said, nah. I can't source that, but that is what Fried Rise is saying here in the comments, which would only, I think, add to the anger.
Yeah, that's all anything
does. Could you
does.
Imagine if you were a player personnel... staff in the front office that wanted to make trades and is just sitting there with his hands tied watching them do absolutely nothing and just,
you know,
I found the Cowley tweet. This is from 9 minutes ago.
Come on, man.
Expected a possible Drummond move, but not much else. This was pretty much as sources said it would go. There was some serious in-house debate, but AK is fixated on staying the course for some reason, and had the final say, which I see Reagan in the comments saying, don't let them off the hook, Bulls media, no softball questions. I saw Emilio asking about it in the comments also. Yes, AK will address the Bulls beat media via Zoom at 3 p.m. Central Time. So in about 45 minutes, our guy, The Goat, will be on that Zoom call with AK and other members of Bulls Media. And I'm guessing that he will not be getting softball questions.
Yeah.
Because everyone wants to know, what would you say you do here?
And follow along with Will, because I'm sure he'll be giving updates on what AK is saying and how those things are going. So definitely follow along. John Denny said, Marcus Morris buyout. Honestly, that's all the Bulls can really do right now. It's all about the buyout market for them and those kind of guys they can get. So him, Joe Harris, as Will mentioned, it's still a possibility they can get him in a buyout. That's all you can really do. The fact is, it shouldn't be at this point. That's what we're pissed about. It shouldn't be at this point. You should actually make a move to get better and be like, we need to improve. We need to go forward. You can't do that doing the same shit. How can you look at it and say doing the same shit? If you're a winning team, fine. Do it over again.
Yeah.
Fine. Do it one more time. Do as many times as you want. You're not a winning team right now. You're playing ball, baby.
Mike Diaz in the comments asking who has the link to the press conference. And that's the other thing. And correct me if I'm wrong, Will, or please confirm if you can. They're not even going to post this AK press conference on, like, the Bulls YouTube channel, Bulls social media. It's not getting shared anywhere. It's just a Zoom, not in person, availability to AK of AK to the credentialed Bulls beat reporters. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what the situation will be as far as public being able to watch, but that is the correct situation as far as the media's availability will be virtual.
Sometimes they share on the Bulls YouTube, the Bulls Instagram, the Bulls Twitter when AK's having a press conference. But on Zoom, I don't know that they've done that when it's a Zoom availability.
Part of the problem is that the Bulls PR kind of had to jump through some hoops here because AK was supposed to be here for the deadline stuff. The team is obviously
in Memphis.
Memphis. The traveling beat is in Memphis. They were going to do availability here. And obviously that was not really going to work with the beat being not here, and so they kind of had to change some stuff around. But I think they're kind of doing the best they can, and I'm not sure what the public broadcasting will be of it. But
it's why I say a follow along with Will Gottlieb.
From my seat, and I'm not putting any of this on you, Goat. From my seat, it seems pretty ducky.
Pew pew pew. Move it, move it.
ducking stuff because they know that this season has been one PR shitstorm after another for an organization that disappoints their fans continuously. Yeah, I'm going to keep using different variations of that word because we have to reclaim that word. It's not his. You can't just continuity. No, because it's
frustrating.
I'm not expecting to get any satisfying answers. I'm not expecting to get any answers in this media availability from AK coming up in 45 minutes.
Sure.
That will make me feel any better.
Nothing will.
Than the shit that I feel right now. Because again, it's been long enough now. We're coming up on 4 years of AK being in charge of basketball ops for this organization, and every press conference is the same. He doesn't like talking to the media. He's not good at it, and he never says anything of substance. And when he does try to say something of substance, it's usually the opposite of what Bulls fans want to hear.
Yeah.
So why expect it to go any differently this time around?
Yeah. Like, and I don't care that he doesn't like talking to the media. You don't want to – I don't – fine. Don't talk to me. Just do your job. That's it. We don't have to talk. We don't have to be friends. I don't care. That's fine. Do your job. Because that's the only time I'm going to want to hear from you is when you're not doing it. If you did everything, I'd be like, I will be here defending you. Hey, bro, he don't like to talk. It's fine. He don't have to talk. He don't have to say anything like that. Why? Look at all the stuff he's done. That's how he talk. He's talking through his actual moves right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't saying nothing because you're doing nothing. That's the problem right here.
And it speaks volumes that Big Dave is saying, we don't have to be friends. We don't, like, whatever, just do your job. Because this man wants to be friends with everybody.
No, everybody. I don't want to be friends. I just happen to
you
take
the You are
in.
Friends yes. with everybody.
Correct, that part.
Don't care. I saw somebody else in the comments earlier, like, asking, like, hey, Big Dave, can you call your friend Michael Reinsdorf and figure out what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I told him earlier. I was like, I tried. I said it on the air. I was like, I tried. Money Mike, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going on there. You know, if I was busy.
And Jeff Crook saying, wait till you see the moves we make on the buyout market before you judge. A jokey, somewhat different.
That's why, like, even a Drummond move, if they could have gotten a first-round pick for Drummond, that would have been great.
Right.
That's still not a meaningful roster change.
Correct.
And as I've been saying now for 2 full years, this team needs some major roster changes. It just does.
He has said it for 2 years.
But
they've done nothing.
I can't confirm this or source this, but I did see, shout out to Preacher Abe, who's been a Bulls fan
Preacher
Twitter friend
Abe.
Of mine.
Wow.
Saw this from him this morning. Ran into a Bulls exec at Starbucks this morning. I said, busy day. You guys going to make a trade or what? His answer, quote, you won't be disappointed.
I remember that.
Something is brewing, at least at Starbucks. That was Abe. Shout out to Preacher Abe. Like, if that's real... If he ran into AK or Eversley today,
there's it wasn't no way them. Those it was the Bulls were. Exec. It wasn't them. It wasn't them. But go ahead.
If that is a true quote, you won't be disappointed. I was like, that sounds like AK. It sounds like what AK told Bulls fans when he was basically saying, hey, chill out and wait till we see what we do in free agency.
I agree with you, Johnny. I agree. But is my like when he said that, I said, now, did he say that so he can get ahead of you in line? I was like, where were you in line like this? Look, they've done nothing. We're going to hear from them before. I want to move on to good stuff because Corey Crawford is about to be on the CHGO Blackhawks podcast.
Right, baby.
And I can't wait. That is awesomeness right there, man. Getting really Corey quick, Crawford on.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys even saw this, but there's a new item, I think. A couple new items out on the CHGO locker. Come on. CHGO branded torches and pitchforks.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I need come a over CHGO and Bulls them. Branded torch and pitchfork.
West you Loop Studios. And yeah, we'll have that for you.
I love it.
All right.
Yes, as Big Dave just mentioned, we got Blackhawks coming up right here at 2:30 Central. Their guest today, the one and only Corey Crawford, Stanley Cup champion goaltender. For the Blackhawks. I wore my Blackhawks hat today, or one of my Blackhawks hats today,
because
I was so stoked about Crawford interview. Yes. And screw you, Bulls. You get none of my love today. None of it! You got to earn that! And you haven't earned it at all.
Ooh.
Shout out Kev, who's just been getting bombarded getting with pummeled. Hats while he's trying
Kev's
to work over
pummeled
there.
By hats
we
got to
go.
Man.
We will be back. Bulls have a game tonight. So yeah. This was show one of three today. We'll be back. We'll do pregame at 6:30. We'll do postgame after Bulls Grizz. As Dave said, follow Will_Gottlieb for all of his reporting and to hear what AK had to say in this press conference coming up in a half hour. Thank you for tuning in. Hit the like on your way out. Grab the Sub-Zero shirt from the CHGO merch locker. And we'll talk to you later today. So you're going to be good. Hang in there, Bulls Nation.
See you.
We all silly like the mayor.